Thank you very much, Peter. Now we've reached our last batch of news items, which, as usual, is a bit of a mixture. The planning application for another residential block for students in Surrey Street has been turned down, whilst the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital is celebrating the receipt of new, up-to-date radiotherapy machines. And last of all, perhaps you'd like to hear about the success of the Tunnel of Light on Hay Hill, which has entranced visitors to the city centre.
Controversial plans to build more than 280 student flats on a Norwich car park have been rejected after neighbours made pleas for the scheme to be turned down. People living in Carlton Terrace in Surrey Street had urged city councillors to reject the proposal for a complex called St Catherine's Yard next to their homes. The 285-flat development in the car park once used by Aviva workers in Sentinel House would have ranged from 3 to 8 stories. But people in Broadland Housing Association-owned Carlton Terrace objected, saying it would dwarf and overshadow their homes. They fear the loss of light and the potential for noise from students using rooftop terraces. And they highlighted how the proposal goes against the council's own blueprint for development in the site, which is allocated in the local plan for a mixed use of offices with some residential development. Broadland Housing Association also objected. Green group leader Martin Schmeyer, who backed the residents, said, "If we haven't got this local plan, why aren't we sticking with it?" Officers said the scheme was a departure from council policy, but that the site has been empty for some time, and it was unlikely an application for office accommodation would be lodged. They acknowledged there was no up-to-date assessment of the need for student accommodation in the city.
The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has taken delivery of the first of 6 new machines, which will help to provide state-of-the-art radiotherapy services to patients. The radiotherapy department treats about 2,700 patients per year for a wide range of cancers. In order to treat this number of patients, the department makes in excess of 40,000 radiotherapy appointments each year. The delivery of the new linear accelerator machine, which will be fully operational by March, marks the start of a new managed services contract, which will provide modern radiotherapy to the Trust over the next 10 years. The contract with MediPass Healthcare also includes the provision of 2 CT scanners, software, hardware, and maintenance for all the equipment over the duration of the term. So as advances in radiotherapy technology are made, patients will have access to the latest and most effective treatments. Each of the existing treatment rooms will be refurbished as the new machines are installed to create a comfortable and calm environment for patients having their treatment. As part of a rolling program, 2 more machines will be installed at the hospital in 2018.
Motorists are being warned to expect rush hour delays as initial work to widen the main road out of Norwich gets underway next month. The B1108 Watton Road at Colney is the main route between the A47 and Norwich Research Park and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, and has become increasingly busy in recent years. Norfolk County Council plans to widen a 3/4 mile stretch of the road between the A47 and Heatherset Lane Junction by around 2 metres to make room for central hatch markings to separate the lanes of traffic, enable more space at the edge of the road and allow for slightly wider lanes. The council says these measures will allow drivers to pass cyclists more safely and enable emergency vehicles, particularly ambulances, to get through when there is heavy traffic on the road. Stuart Clancy, Vice Chairman of Norfolk County Council's Environment, Development and Transport Committee, said, "This stretch of road wasn't designed to carry the volume of traffic it does now, so this is important work to keep all the people who use it safe, as well as help blue light vehicles respond to emergencies as quickly as possible. Work is due to begin on January the 3rd.
7 new destinations have been added to Norwich Airport's schedule of short breaks, including the chance to see the midnight sun. Charter operator Superbreak has expanded its programme for winter 2018-19 following the success of flights in February to Akureyri in northern Iceland. The new additions are Malta, Medina and Gozo, Verona, Venice and Lake Garda, Florence, Pisa and Tuscany, Madeira, Funchal and Island Experience, Montenegro, Croatia and the Adriatic coast, including Dubrovnik, Iceland under the midnight sun, Incredible Iceland, including Northern Lights Tour and Lake Mervatn, Gibraltar, the Rock and beyond. Richard Pace, Managing Director at Norwich Airport, said this is great news and a major expansion of Superbreak's charter flights from Norwich, giving local holidaymakers even more choice for short breaks across Europe from their local airport in 2018. Catherine Scott from Superbreak said the company would offer holidaymakers incredible travel experiences to choose from.
A project to digitise nearly 150 years of publisher Archant's newspaper history has been kickstarted with a grant of nearly £600,000. Local Recall, as the project will be known, will see print archives dating back to 1870 turned into digital records which can then be searched online and with voice commands. The scheme has been awarded a grant worth €676,000 from Google's Digital News Initiative and aims to start with the Eastern Daily Press before progressing to other titles including the East Anglian Daily Times. Local Recall has been developed to solve one of the major challenges to the regional media, that of having much of its content, stories and photographs and especially archive material, largely inaccessible in its current format. Artificial intelligence specialists UbiSend, based in Norwich, will then work with Archant to create a voice-activated service. This will mean readers can search the archive by asking, for example, what happened on this day or any given year, or searching for the last time Norwich City won 6-0.
Norwich Business Improvement District's, that's BID, festive installation has drawn huge crowds once again this year. The tunnel was first erected in November 2016 and was a huge success, garnering more than 10 million views online and attracting an extra 200,000 visitors to the city. The illumination was recognised with a Campaign of the Year award and a BID of the Year award, and this year footfall through the attraction is up 1.7%. A BBC drone video of the tunnel was the second most viewed on their website, amassing more than a million views on its first day. The installation is commissioned to return for a third year next winter, and Norwich BID Executive Director Stefan Gurney said the tunnel will continue to improve. He said, "Each year we look at the design, what has worked and what hasn't, and we introduce new animations to ensure that it keeps evolving and adding value."
Well, that's all for this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. Don't forget that you have the delights of Tim's Christmas special following on now, so do keep listening. When you have finished with the recording, simply place the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox. The editor today was Christine Gillam and the sound recordist was Tim Edwards. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can always leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now we'll say goodbye and we wish you all a very happy Christmas from us all at Chatterbox.